Ron Howard and Tom Hanks are finally back with Inferno, the third movie following The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, all based on the best-selling books by Dan Brown. This time, Professor Robert Langdon finds himself in Italy, in a Florentine hospital, with a splitting headache and no memory of how he got there. The last thing he remembers is sitting on a bench in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Before he can ruminate over what happened, someone is shooting their way into his hospital room, which sends Langdon and his doctor, Sienna Brooks, running for their lives. Once in a momentarily safe spot, Brooks shows Langdon a small container that she found in his pocket when he was brought to the hospital. They soon discover that it contains a Faraday cylinder that projects what seems to be an image of Botticelli's version of Dante's Hell. Only it has been altered with messages in English and other changes, which Langdon immediately understands to be clues to a mystery that must be solved sooner rather than later. A plague, which will wipe out half the Earth's population, is set to be released somewhere in just a matter of days by Bertrand Zobrist, a scientist bent on solving the problem of overpopulation. Langdon and Brooks must find the plague and contain it before it can be released. As is typical of a Dan Brown story, there are plenty of twists and turns as the heroes race against time. Tom Hanks as Robert Langdon provides his usual solid and enjoyable performance. It's not incredible, but it is consistent with his two previous portrayals of Langdon and will probably satisfy Tom Hanks fans. Felicity Jones as Dr. Brooks also provides a good performance and blends well with Hanks. Other cast members add to the film, but all in all, the performances are nothing that one will remember. The strongest part of the film was the direction and cinematography. Ron Howard consistently creates a quality work. One of his strongest attributes is that he realizes a popular book is popular for a reason and feels no need to change the story to presumably capture the audience's attention. Inferno stays true to the book and provides visuals that enhance the reading experience. The most interesting of these are Langdon's flashbacks. These are portrayed as frenetic sequences that are normal one second, then full of visions from Dante's Inferno the next, including rivers of blood. One might be tempted to credit them to CGI, but Howard's crew actually used 9,000 gallons of fake blood to provide a more realistic effect. Hans Zimmer once again provides the soundtrack as he did for The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. Throughout most of the movie, the music is just so much background, but towards the climax, the music becomes a force of its own and continues to grab the viewer's attention and add excitement clear through the credits. If you have read the book, you will enjoy the fact that the story remains intact. However, there were a few times when the story seemed to jump in time. The events unfold as expected, and then suddenly the film seems to skip to somewhere further ahead than what the viewer was anticipating. Fortunately, these moments were fairly minor, as the sequence of events quickly fell back into the correct rhythm. These brief lapses can be chalked up to condensing a very long book into a 2-hour movie. For people who have never read the book, this will probably not be a problem. All in all, Inferno, the movie, is just like the book. An entertaining time, but nothing as exciting as the previous productions. It's a slick, well-crafted production, but just doesn't provide the level of engagement this reviewer had hoped for, although it isn't a bad way to spend a rainy afternoon. Inferno is 121 minutes in length and is rated PG-13 for sequences of action and violence, disturbing images, some language, thematic elements, and brief sensuality. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.